You're listening to a message from Mercy Culture Church, home of Pastor Landon and Heather Schott in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information about Mercy Culture and ways that you can be a part of it, visit mercyculture.com.
I'm excited about this morning. We're still stewarding a prophetic word on Reformation. This is a John 3:30 year. This is a year that he increases and we decrease. What is Reformation? It's making the crooked way straight, or when wrong things become right in God's sight, or we bring righteousness to the crooked ways. That's what we are stewarding as a church. And a part of stewarding Reformation, we need reformers. And so today is going to be an awesome Sunday because across campuses today, we are ordaining 17 pastors into ministry today. Now, this will be for individuals, but it will also be for you as the body to be a part of this process. And this is a beautiful process, and this is a healthy process. Not only are we ordaining 17 pastors in ministry, but we're actually sending out 2 churches this month from Mercy Culture. And this is very exciting. Pastor Steve and I and a couple pastors, I think Nate Schatzlein was with us. We were in Washington, D.C. a few years ago. We're sitting on the side of the stage as Pastor Jasmine is leading Fear Go worship over the nation. We're praying, and I had this vision. What's a vision? A spiritual daydream. And in the spiritual daydream, I see this geyser of the presence of God coming out of Fort Worth. It begins to spread across DFW, spread across Texas, and then leaks into the nation. And I felt like in that moment, the Lord was showing us our church planting expression, that we would have churches across Texas and that it would leak into the nation. And so this morning, I'm very excited because we are going to be sending out 2 church planters this month to plant and take over churches. So would the Rains stand up? Are the Rains in this service? Are there? Would the Rains stand up? This is Ross and Audra Rains. They are going to be planting Axe Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. And then they were there last service. Alex and Brenna Birkins are planting Thread Church in Cleburne, Texas. And I'll be with them tonight, installing them as pastors tonight as they plant their churches. I want to just highlight, this is an exciting moment where we get to see healthy transition. Turn to your neighbor and say, healthy transition. Now, as we're in this moment of real life healthy transition, I just wanted to take a moment and just teach on the difference. This will take just a few minutes, but I wanted to explain, expose, and create an awareness of the difference between healthy transition and unhealthy transition in church. And how many may have seen, or maybe you got a feel of what maybe unhealthy transition in church can look like? Let me see if anyone has any idea what healthy transition in church looks like. I'm gonna do my best to make it really, really simple on what the difference is and why it's so important to us. So at Mercy Culture, we're obsessed with you spiritually growing. That's the win. You encounter God, you experience freedom and deliverance, and you spiritually grow. And so we want you to grow while you're at Mercy Culture. That's why we have Connect. And then we want you to grow when God transitions you into different seasons. And so in order for you to spiritually grow at the highest ability in your future seasons, we want to make sure that you are transitioning healthy so that you can continue to spiritually grow. And so everyone is faced with 2 decisions. Are you going to transition healthy, or are you going to transition unhealthy? Let me explain the 3 different stages in each category. So let's start with unhealthy transition. Someone say unhealthy. The first stage, you can text notes if you want what I'm about to share with you. The first stage of unhealthy transition is what we call broken fellowship, or I would call it ghosting. What's ghosting? Is you're a no-show. All of a sudden, you just stop showing up. Boom, one day you're here. Boom, one day you're gone. You're Casper. Where'd you go, okay? We can't find you. And you didn't tell anyone. You didn't communicate to anybody. You're just doing you. But that's not healthy, because just doing you, there's no accountability. And what makes it unhealthy is your lack of communication. Imagine if you just didn't show up to work one day and you're like, hey, I'm just a no-show. I'm just out. I'm out of here. Peace out. Would you think that's healthy for the work environment that you're involved in? What if you just did that in relationships? But when it comes to church, so many people ghost. Just one day you're here, one day you're gone. And what makes it unhealthy is you didn't communicate. And there's some people that ghost or break relationship or fellowship because, you know, they got distracted in life or fell away from the faith, or maybe they got offended about something, or maybe they can't tell the difference between what's political and spiritual and think they went to a political church, or maybe they fell in love with the new boo and the new boo just took them out of church, or maybe it's just a look squirrel and they just got distracted by life. But I want to make sure you understand this. What makes it an unhealthy transition? No one knows you're transitioning. The second stage of unhealthy transition, and this is even more unhealthy, is what we would call a divisive person. Or this is a troublemaker. A troublemaker is someone that is intentionally going around and causing trouble in the community. This is an individual that is not peacefully transitioning, but they're just not only breaking fellowship, but they're stirring up strife or divisions, or they're sowing seeds of discord. Romans 16, 17 says, I appeal to you, brothers, watch out for those that cause division or strife. They create obstacles that are contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Scripture says this, avoid them. So this person's behavior is ungodly. It could become harmful. Their actions hinder others in their spiritual growth. Their behaviors contradict Christian life according to Scripture. And that individual that is divisive needs to be warned. Why do they need to be warned? They need to be warned because their behavior is ungodly and their behavior can damage or hinder the spiritual growth of others. 2 Thessalonians 3:14 says this, if anyone does not obey what we say in this letter or church correction, take note of that person. Have nothing to do with them, that they may be ashamed. Do not regard him as an enemy, but look at this, but warn him as a brother. So the Bible tells us that if someone is divisive, that we're supposed to warn them. Why? Because it's for their best interest. And so you bring that correction to them so that they don't live in that state of either sin or spiritual immaturity, but they can get back into a path or an alignment with health. This is important. I want everyone to hear this. I'm going to caution you because people that are divisive, the reason why they're divisive is because they have a hard time submitting to spiritual authority. They have a hard time submitting to pastoral leadership. So let's ask this question. Pastor, are you saying if someone won't submit to pastoral leadership, they're rebellious? Yes. That's what I'm saying. If someone refuses to submit, I didn't say to be controlled by a narcissist that calls himself a pastor. I said, if someone refuses to submit to spiritual leadership, pastoral leadership, it's because there is a seed of rebellion. And Scripture says rebellion is the divination of witchcraft. So there's witchcraft in their life. And that's why we need to confront and warn the person that is tolerating witchcraft. But then it goes to a third, even more extreme level. Because the divisive person usually doesn't know what they're doing is wrong in sin. But the third category and the most severe category of unhealthy transition is what I would call the dangerous person. Say dangerous person. This is the most severe level of unhealth. And the difference between a divisive person that's doing these things and may not realize it, the dangerous person is intentionally doing it. The dangerous person has partnered with the demonic. The dangerous person is trying to pull people out of growing in a house of God. They're trying to uproot families from being planted. They're intentionally lying. They're intentionally spreading false information. They're intentionally trying to hurt people in the church, to disparage the church and take the church down. They're the ones that deconstruct, have podcasts and go on rampages trying to take down ministries. They're the anonymous letters to left-wing media people in the city. These are dangerous individuals because not only have they not submitted to spiritual leadership, they're not submitted to the Lord and they're not submitted to the Word of God. And they must, the difference between divisive people and dangerous people is you warn the divisive person to themselves. But a dangerous person, you have to warn the community because they're after the community. And it's the shepherd's job to protect the sheep. 1 Timothy 5:20 says, for those who persist in sin, rebuke them in the presence of all so they rest may stand in fear. That's what scripture tells us to do. How about this one? Matthew 18, 17. Jesus himself is teaching on healthy biblical confrontation. Here's what he says. He says, if you confront someone the third time and they refuse to listen, tell it to the church. If he refuses to listen even to the church, then let him be to you as a Gentile or tax collector. What does this mean? It means someone that has turned their back on God, God's word, sound doctrine, then you don't treat them like a brother and sister in Christ because they're not. They're depraved. You treat them like they're lost and you pray for them like you would someone who's lost because they have lost their way. Now, I want to be honest with you. We've never had to go in front of the entire church and warn the church of a dangerous person. Now, a few times I've almost had to warn you of Pastor Steve, but I took my frustration out on him on Instagram and I didn't bring it before the church. I'm joking. No, but the real purpose of this is to make sure the church remains in health. And I want you to hear your pastor's heart. Even though the biblical word of excommunication, even though that is a biblical church practice in order to keep a healthy church, it is always our desire, your pastor and leader's desire, it is always our desire to take anyone who's in transition, who's in an unhealthy category, and move them to a healthy category. And let me show you what God's word says. Galatians 6:1, brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgressions or sin, you who are spiritual, restore him in a spirit of gentleness. But keep watch of yourself, lest you too be tempted. I want you to hear my heart today. The heart of your leaders is always to restore people. Why? Because we want them to spiritually grow. But as the church, we have to be aware of what does unhealth look like. Now let's talk about the next category. This is exciting. This is the healthy transition. What is a healthy transition? The first stage of a healthy transition is to release and celebrate. What does this look like? For whatever reason, you're going to transition. Maybe you got a new job. Maybe you called to a different ministry. Something's going on, but you communicate it to your church. You communicate it to the leadership, the people you're in community with. And guess what? The church doesn't have to agree with your decision, but we just want to celebrate you and who you are. We want to thank you that you've been a committed member. You've been faithful in your membership commitments. You've been a part of our community. And we don't want you to transition without the opportunity to celebrate you in joy. Why? Because you're worth celebrating. Because we've been doing life together, we've been walking together, and we want to make sure that you know that your family at Mercy Culture is celebrating you into your next season. Come on, someone say amen. 1 Corinthians 3:8 says, one plants, another one waters, each receives his wages according to his labor. For we are all God's fellow workers in God's field and God's building. You know what? Your time at Mercy Culture, maybe we planted seeds. Maybe we watered, but we're just a part of your journey in all that God's doing with you. Amen? The second stage is the blessing stage. And this is a little more intimate than just the celebration stage where we release and celebrate. The blessing stage is the same thing. You're a faithful member of our community. You communicate your change, but you bring the church into it. You say, hey, would you pray about this with me? Would you pray about us transitioning and going to this other place and doing this other thing? These are things that God has put on our heart, and we really want the church to come into unity with us. And this is where your leaders pray, and we hear a yes and amen. And we want to celebrate you, and we hate to see you go, but we know that God has other stuff for you. And so not only do we celebrate you, but we take a public time to bless you in your way. That might look like in your small group. It might look like at a staff meeting. It might look like at a serve team rally. It might be on the stage on a Sunday morning, but we want to take a moment to not only celebrate you, but to bless you in your next season. Psalms 118, 26 says, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, for we bless you from the house of the Lord. And what an honor it is to bless people into transitioning in health. The third category of a transitioning health is what we would call the sending and the covering. And I want to be clear, the goal is not to get to the third category, because the third category is for people that are in full-time ministry or in part-time ministry. So the goal is for you to be in health. But this third category is this. This is the people like Ruth and Naomi who says, I'm not leaving. Your God's going to be my God. You can't get me to go. And we have to come together in unity and send them into the next season because we know it's God. It means not only are we celebrating them, not only are we blessing them, but there's a sending, there's a covenant. and there's a future relationship of ministry that we have in the future. This sending is what it looks like as we send Ross and Audra into Acts Church. It's what it looks like when we send Alex and Brenna into Thread Church. It is the next stage of ministry where we're saying we are going to have relationship together in the future. We see this in Acts chapter 13 when Paul and Barnabas are laying hands in Antioch and sending out a next generation of ministers. And this is the goal of Mercy Culture Church, is that if you're sent into ministry, if you're blessed or you're celebrated, everyone who comes through our doors spiritually grows here and spiritually grows tomorrow because you transition in health. Can someone say amen? So church, you are equipped. You have been taught of what it looks like between healthy and unhealthy church transition. Let's commit together for more and more healthy transitions so we can spiritually grow. If you're in agreement, say amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Mercy Culture Church. If this podcast has blessed you, we'd like to encourage you to share it with a friend. To learn more about us, find us on social media and online at mercyculture.com.